The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Memorial Day. Today is not Memorial Day. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, but people celebrate it as part of a federal holiday.
A three-day weekend,
but we're going to talk about Memorial Day today. You know, in reality, tomorrow's Memorial Day.
Actually, when it falls on the calendar, it's the official day tomorrow.
The official day is the 30th.
Right.
Yeah. And but anyway, hey, 7:05 in the morning here. And yes, we are here live this morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm, pulled him in off his three-day weekend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
but you
for
got
being
off,
here, buddy.
You got off yesterday, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And was there a baseball game last night?
There was.
Okay. Was Saturday called?
Saturday was called off,
That's
yeah.
what I thought. Yeah. Okay. And I was pretty sure there was one. Is there one tonight?
I'm not sure
I don't
yet.
Think so.
We'll need
to check on that.
I think I looked at the calendar.
I gave away dozens and dozens and dozens of tickets.
Good.
So many I've run out of tickets, so I've got to go down and see Rick Bassetti.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, okay, after we do the weather, I want to talk about the first baseball game.
The opening night. Okay. Guess what? This is going to be an interesting 3 days. We have sunny, then chance of thunderstorms. Now, I don't know about you guys, but Saturday night, I mean, we have had, if you've been in the Midwest, they have these rolling thunderstorms. And the word I want to use is rolling, because it was like the gods of the sky were having nightmares on Saturday. Just unbelievable. I'm sure you guys felt it. There were booms that rattled the house. It was incredible. And then the huge downpour. So we are in for 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight after 5. And then tonight, again, it says before 8, slight chance of showers between 8. But we have that chance of thunderstorms. Then tomorrow, chance of showers once again at 84. And then again tomorrow night, slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 85, overnight lows of 59. Thursday, sunny with 89, and Friday, 92. Over the weekend, Saturday calls for 94, and Sunday, 96.
Okay.
We still haven't had the hottest day of the year that happened to fall on our friend's daughter's wedding. 97. Yeah. I think it was a little bit hotter than that.
I think it was like 98 that day. Not that you can tell the difference, except it just feels hot.
It was humid.
Yeah, really good friends of ours. Daughter was married.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank
At the
goodness,
moment, it was beautiful on the river.
Thank goodness they were on the river, because I tell you what, and the service was very simple.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful service and short, but very classy.
And her brother.
If you understand what I'm, people know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't an hour of listening to us hear how much they loved each other, because obviously they loved each other because now they're married. But it was beautiful. And the brother officiated.
And then
down on the river for dinner.
We were honored to be invited. So
it was
a family affair.
And dancing and all that kind of.
Mixing of families.
But
and the weather.
Oh, my gosh, it was hot.
Yeah. So we're talking about what we're experiencing here is just like this a very climatic change in weather and the skies. I've actually quite enjoyed the thunder. I don't think I've been in Redding where I've been in some super hot weather since we've been here for going on 18 years. But the reality is I've never been here when it's been thunderstorms for like this kind in the week. So anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Now you hear us talk about the Kinney family. Chuck Kinney and his family started, I believe they founded Shasta Gas Propane.
They did.
And, the reason I'm going to be, continuing, and both of us, you can chime in here, is because tomorrow, official Memorial Day, and you may have heard us talk about this in the past, at the Grove. Now, there is a veteran Grove. Maybe you don't know about this, but there is a veteran Grove that's in front of the Civic Center, a little area that would be across from the Hyatt, you know, on this side of the Civic Center, like on the front lawn area over by where you park for Turtle Bay. It's in that area. So tomorrow, keynote speaker, there will be a Memorial Day celebration, and Chuck Kinney, who was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam.
Received the Purple Heart. I don't think he finished the his whole 12 months because of wounds. But, yeah, Chuck will be the keynote speaker. And I talked to him already. And he's really he speaks from the heart. And Chuck and Judy Kinney are really, really super people. But he's going to be there. And I told him I would never miss that. And it starts at 11. And then right after the ceremonies there, laying of wreaths and all of this, they serve a lunch up in the shade there at the Civic Auditorium. So 11 o'clock is the memorial service, and then noon is lunch. Now, today, though, how did I go? And it starts.
And they do a beautiful event there,
and that's
too.
That's going to start at noon today. Tell me I'm right here.
Master of Ceremonies, let's see what it says there.
You know what? I'm sure it starts at noon. And it does. It starts at noon. And that's going to be out at IGO, and it starts with Ron Lim doing a flyover.
Oh, man. Shout out to Ron. He's on National Anthem by Scott Lewis. Excellent. And, of course, Master of Ceremonies, Rob Burrows. It should be absolutely beautiful. And also, Scott's going to do God Bless America. So, you know, plus we're going to have speakers, Lori Templeton. She's the company commander under the 340th Brigade of the Support Battalion, California National Guard, Anderson High School Band, Reefling, rifle salute. All those things will be happening today. So I encourage you to do both. One of the things that we think about Memorial Day, since I'm married to somebody who is a retired Marine, and I know that my father served in Guam, so he was a Korean War veteran.
Well, he was off the coast of Korea, too. He was in the Navy.
Right.
Yeah. Your brother was born in Guam.
Yeah.
So he's Guamanian.
Yeah.
He's got a Guamanian. He could have a Guamanian passport, except he's born in a naval hospital. And you wonder why I go on about this, but your dad served off the coast of Korea, and he tells you stories about watches on the ship when they're outside and how cold it was. Mm. I mean, it's unbelievable the harsh, harsh temperatures in Korea. But he tells these stories about they wear these, and we used to call them Mickey Mouse boots. They were snow-packed boots and heavily insulated. And he said it still didn't do any good. So,
wow. Yeah,
among other things.
Well, so today and tomorrow, please, this is about honoring the fallen veteran this Memorial Day. But remember, to check on vets and active duty troops, they're still with us, really, today and tomorrow. Thank a veteran. And we talk about, we'll talk about this in the second half. We've got, our special gal calling in today to tell us about all the events that are going on. But, also, to Fox News, there's Marine that pledges a 22-hour workout. And of course, this is about the, suicide that goes along with, veterans, and that we are just now starting to recognize that. But that is something that happens with those who come back.
I tell you what, let's take a break. I'm going to come back and talk about what Memorial Day is. I made the sign of hurry up, it's break time. And then when she turned, I started slapping my finger. I should not have done that. you know what time it is as well as I do. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. Local board of directors. They've been around here for 16 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events. They have a show here on the second Wednesday at 7 where they bring in businesses or nonprofits to come in and speak. It's committed and dedicated to helping the people here in Redding and Shasta County in North State. We do business with them. We're very happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix that. He guarantees his work. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield, which is pretty cool. Fixed mine 15, 16 years ago and still can't see the crack in it. About a 8-inch crack there. Get your windshield repaired by a master repaired windshield repair specialist. Come on in for a free inspection and analysis down at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Memorial Day. A little history.
All right.
Originally known as Decoration Day, Memorial Day began with an idea from General John Logan as a way to honor the fallen soldiers of the Civil War. The first celebration was on May 30th, 1868. Though you will hear other other dates and everything where families and, you know, town and, you know, members and areas would go down to graves and decorate them at different times.
Mm-hmm.
But May 30th is considered really the founding of it. And it was held at Arlington National Cemetery, where a crowd of 5,000 people decorated the graves of more than 20,000 military personnel with flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's in the hundreds of thousands of graves now. And, in fact, Arlington is running out of room. But then you've got, you know, like places like ours, National Cemetery mm-hmm. up here,
Igo,
mm-hmm. or Veterans Cemetery up here, that's got 8,000 in there now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Over 8,000. Anyway, going forward with this, they did it. Most experts believe General Logan planned that first Decoration Day for the day, for that day, because northern and southern states would have flowers in bloom by then. Others believe the date was ideal because it didn't coincide with an anniversary of any battle, any large battle. And from various Washington officials, including General Ulysses S. Grant, presided over the ceremonies. After speeches, children from the Soldiers and Sailors Orphan Home, among others, made their way through the cemetery strewing flowers on both Union and Confederate graves, reciting prayers and singing hymns. Many came prepared with a picnic lunch. It wasn't until after World War I that Memorial Day was expanded to honor all veterans who died in any American war. In 1971, Decoration Day became officially known as Memorial Day, and Congress passed an act declaring it a national holiday. The same year, Memorial Day was moved by President Lyndon B. Johnson from May 30th to the last Monday in May. This will enable families who live some distance apart to spend more time together, noted, President Johnson noted. New York was the first state to declare Memorial Day an official holiday, followed by other northern states, but the southern states had their own designated day to honor fallen Confederate soldiers. These observances remained separate till after World War I, when Memorial Day was changed to honoring the fallen Americans who fought in any war. Some southern states continue to honor the Confederate dead, January 19th in Texas, April 26th in Florida, and others. Now, I've heard this many times, Happy Memorial Day. That's not the right. That's really not the right greeting. Something like, it puts it like in a cheerful light. And remember what Memorial Day is, to honor those service people. And I say people because men and women, you know, war will take anybody regardless of sex, color, religion. It is an equal opportunity taker of lives.
I would think that – let's talk about Gold Star for just a moment because
well, – Anyway
– You finish that and then I want to – yeah.
Something could be a wish you a meaningful Memorial Day or let us remember, something like that, as opposed to happy. Okay.
All right. So In perusing some of the, you know, articles on the big wide world web, was one of the newscasters was saying they truly felt the meaning of what Memorial Day was about when they followed a Gold Star family. Now think about that. You'll see we're a Gold Star family. Well, the first thing that comes to mind for anybody who's not served or around anybody who has served is you think about the Gold Star for getting a good grade, for being a good boy or girl. But really what the Gold Star family
is a family who has lost a family member in combat. And those are Gold Star. Blue Stars are those who are serving. But Gold Star is for those who have lost a family member in combat. And the we've had, you know, during World War II, you see so many Gold Star families. But as we've gone on, during Vietnam, 52,000 or more Americans have died, and more dying every day because of Agent Orange. And they're counting that as a Vietnam death, and they should. They were... came in contact, some of it heavy, and a lot of it didn't take that much, it appears, to cause cancers and kidney failure and all this, and they're counting those as deaths because they got it in Vietnam and it killed them just as sure as a bullet did, just only it was decades later in many cases and maybe even more painful. I want to talk about one person here. You know, I could talk about many, but the last Marine I served with that lost her life in Iraq was a Naval Academy graduate by the name of Major Megan McClung. She was born April 14th, 1972. She died December 6th, 2006. And she was with us in Fallujah. And it was one of those literally you're here and the next instant you're not.
And you when we first met, this is mm-hmm. You have her, like, you know, when you go to a memorial and you have their program, you keep this program. It's, you know, it's got creases and stuff in it, but this particularly was something that if you were going to have something that kind of touched you, or not kind of, touched you profoundly. This is something you told me about when we first met. And go ahead. So I just wanted to share that you've got the program in your hand right now of her services.
Well, she was, she came from a military family. Her dad, Colonel Larry McClung, was a Marine. And she went to the Naval Academy. She graduated in 1995 with a Bachelor of Science. She earned a Master of Arts degree in Criminal Justice in 2006. She served in public affairs billets at Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in South Carolina, and Cherry Point, North Carolina. She transferred to the Marine Reserves and began work for the Marine for Life program. She was employed by Kellogg Brown and Root and served as a civilian public relations officer coordinator in 2003 for 14 months. In November, she joined the 1st Marine in November 2005. She joined the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force Forward and deployed to Iraq in February 2006. She served as a media and plans officer for the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force Forward before being assigned as a public affairs officer for 1st Brigade, 1st Armored Division in September 2006. On 6 December, Major McClung was killed in action while on patrol in Ramadi, Iraq. And there's more to that story than that. And you're saying, what do you need public affairs for? In a place like Ramadi, when we were getting in gunfights across streets. I mean, literally. When you went into the governor's offices, his building there were holes punched through the walls and I mean, it was a very difficult area right then. The reason she did that is because there were people coming, you know, and dignitaries and news and all that, and you need somebody to herd them, up. Well, Megan volunteered for that because the guy that was supposed to take it from the Army turned it down. So I'm not going there, if you can believe that. I do, because I know what happened. And then that day she had just escorted, I think, Oliver North to various places there. And then they dropped him off so he could be picked up by another group. And they literally drove away and around the corner hit an IED. That was it. Now, she was a nationally ranked triathlon.
Jeez.
Here's the big thing. She volunteered to come back on active duty to go to Iraq. And I remember her boss telling me, oh, man, he said, I really worked because she is such a great officer. We really need her here. And he got her to agree to come. And I can't imagine how he felt afterwards when she was killed. But she was the last Marine that I knew that fell in action was Major Megan McClung. And she was somebody that everybody knew. She was just she put on a biathlon there in Fallujah.
Wow.
Inside the camp. And she was somebody that people really, really looked up to. Many people did. And they admired what she did. She was very professional, and she did the job, and she volunteered in her last mission. So
rest in peace.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hey, it's Doug Tooley from BET Satellite. Switch from DirecTV, and I'll give you a $300 gift card. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 and make the switch today. This offer will end. Call me at 530-241-3474. Restrictions apply.
Hi, friends. RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor.
Esteban Carreras Chupacabra 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke with notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Night?
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is Monday. It's the official. That's not the official. Well, it is. It's a 3-day weekend, but today is when people celebrate Memorial Day, even though the original Memorial Day is the 30th
tomorrow.
Of May, tomorrow, and there will be a ceremony tomorrow, too, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But on the line is Anne Marie. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And I imagine you're going to tell us all about those ceremonies that are going on.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you've already touched upon most of the details, but I will definitely recap it for our listeners out there. First of all, if I could just pause for a moment and say thank you. I really enjoy listening to the history of Memorial Day and actually the true meaning of Memorial Day. I'm from a family with Gold Star in our background, and it's hard every time someone says, Happy Memorial Day, because it really isn't a celebratory day. It's more somber in nature. So I definitely thank you for that. And as we mentioned earlier, today, Monday, May 29th, there will be a Memorial Day program at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, located at 11800 Gas Point Road in Igo. The event will begin at 12 p.m., and the public is invited to attend. Tomorrow, Tuesday, May 30th, at 11 a.m., the 30th Annual Shasta County Veterans Memorial Service will take place at the Veterans Memorial Grove located on the Redding Civic Auditorium grounds at 700 Auditorium Drive. Our community is invited to attend this special service honoring our fallen military members. There will be a keynote speaker, as mentioned earlier. And after this ceremony, there will also be a complimentary lunch. Taking place now through June 9th, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is hosting an Elder Abuse Prevention Food Drive. They are requesting non-perishable food donations. The donations can be dropped off at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, located at 1355 West Street in Redding, no later than June 9th. All food donations will be distributed locally to elders right here in Shasta County. And just a heads up, World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is coming up on June 15th. Also taking place now through September 2nd, the Redding Area Bus Authority is offering rides on the beach bus for free between downtown Redding and Brandy Creek Beach at Whiskeytown National Recreational Area on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays only, excluding holidays. For more information on the scheduled times, please call 530-241-2877 or visit the Redding Area Bus Authority on Facebook. Be sure to check out First Fridays in Downtown Redding on June 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy an evening stroll with some live music, pop-ups, art, special deals, and much more. Participating businesses keep their doors open later, which gives you an opportunity to shop and enjoy an evening with the community, supporting our local downtown businesses. If you can't make this coming Friday, be sure to mark Friday, July 7th on your calendar. First Fridays in downtown Reading. And look for the Reading Health Expo on June 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Health Expo is being presented by Dignity Health, and this year they will feature over 200 vendors, so 200 plus vendors will be there. The expo will run 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and admission is free. Look for activities for the entire family, along with hourly performances and demos on the Dignity Health stage. There will also be an interactive kids zone, food, drinks, and product samples from local providers. The Reading Health Expo, June 3rd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And that's your sample of events happening locally this week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, the one today starts at noon.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And
12 o'clock.
And the one tomorrow starts at 11.
Yes.
And the and again, out in IGO, they're having a band. They're having presentation of colors, national anthem. Senior Chief Rob Burrows will be the Master of Ceremonies. The POW MIA Remembrance, Sergeant Rick Boatwright. They're having a bell ceremony where they ring the bell. And then wreath laying, some more singing, a rifle salute, and taps by the U.S. Air Force. And Amazing Grace by the Jefferson Pipe Band. That's today, and it starts at noon. I would recommend everybody get there no later than 11:30 to go out, because it may be crowded. And this is a good time to bring your kids with you, grandparents or parents. Bring your kids. Let them see it and explain to them what Memorial Day really is. It's not Veterans Day. It's not it's not the end of the summer days. It's a time to honor those who have fallen in defense of this country.
Yes.
So. Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl and Linda. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's take an early break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and where I scored again.
Well, they have beautiful estate pieces, and it was nice. I've got a
Native American.
Carl, once again, added to my collection. Especially, it's always nice when you got your birthday during rodeo and you pull out a lot of your turquoise. And I love the vintage pieces, and this one was a beautiful cuff, you know, with silver and a beautiful turquoise rock in the middle. Anyway, you can go in and find all kinds of things. Family-owned business.
Locally
we need
owned.
To really
yeah.
always be mindful of what are we doing to support local businesses. They are having to deal with price increases like anybody else. Rent going up, electricity going up, what it costs to have sewage. You know, all these things that you just don't realize. We think it's just happening to us. Streets being ripped up, things that happen. So, you know, you're going out to whatever to purchase something or have something fixed or honor a piece of jewelry perhaps that was given to you by a family member, and you want to make sure that it's good, meaning, you know, it's not going to fall apart or a diamond's going to fall out, because that does happen and has happened to the best of rings or pieces of jewelry. So take it in to Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth, get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, it's National Memorial Day, and there's going to be a ceremony out at ICO at noon, but the official day was the 30th, which is tomorrow, and there'll be another ceremony down at the Veterans Grove down at the Civic. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're going to bring this up again, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, in the next hour. Not necessarily Judy, but all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And she's been helping people, veterans, families, seniors, business owners since 1993. She finds insurance for people that have been screwed over by the system, through no fault of their own, just because they live someplace. And we're going to talk about that at the 8 o'clock hour, about something that people should really pay attention to, because it could be the beginning of a really, really tough time in California for the individual homeowners and business owners. And we're going to talk about that right after the news. Okay, so Anyway, to reach Judy, give her a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Now, I went and, you know, I love movies. And you know I love Westerns. And I love war movies. Sorry, it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you my own personal list here of what, if you've got time today, okay, get your pencil out. And you can get these because they're streaming. Ready? Not in no particular order, but the movie Glory about the, even though I think Matthew Broderick should have quit his career right there on this one, once known as, it was, you know, we talked about Memorial Day.
What'd you
but
say
one
about,
of the things.
What'd you say about Matthew Broderick?
I just think that he should have quit after this movie. I don't think he did a better one. I don't think he did a better one after.
Okay,
that.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I mean, you know, of course I'm not telling, you know. Anyway, it's the story about the 2nd All African American Regiment, the 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry. And if you don't know how the movie ends, I'm going to tell you. They volunteered to attack a Confederate fort along the beaches. And I believe it was South Carolina, it was, at Fort Wagner. And it was a tremendous show of bravery and discipline that failed. However, when the all-white regiments went in, again, courage and discipline, they failed too. Wagner never fell. And but the story itself is beautiful in the sense of seeing how the way that the soldiers were depicted. Okay, my next one would be Saving Private Ryan. I told my dad after I saw it, I said, Dad, I don't know if you want to go see this, you know, because Dad landed in Normandy. I said, it's pretty fierce, the landing there. He said, oh, and he said for the first time in his life, because he landed in Normandy, he says, son, I see that all the time. And I never thought about my dad having PTSD. But then I just wondered, you know, because, you know, he was not a drinker. He was hardworking. He was part of that great, you know, the greatest generation. But I never thought about it till after I got into the military that I just wonder how much.
What he saw on that day.
That day he lost a lot of his men coming across that beach. Anyway, but it's a beautiful movie, and it's a story about Finding Private Ryan, whose three brothers had been killed in combat, including two there on at Normandy, and going after them. It's a beautiful movie. So if something on the other side, which is like Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick, just because when they ask Maverick, why weren't you ever promoted after all these things you've done? And he turns around and he says, so it's been a mystery to me too, sir. I've used that answer a couple of times.
You've used that, exactly.
That answer, why aren't you? I said, it's a mystery to me. Black Hawk Down. Now, Black Hawk Down was based on the Battle of Mogadishu. And I can tell you, having been in Mogadishu, that they captured the place pretty well. I don't know where they filmed it, but they caught it pretty well. And the story was with they went down to capture some of Muhammad Farah Adid. They wanted to capture him, and they were going to take out his advisor group. And they came in, and there were mistakes made by the leadership, big mistakes made by the leadership. But there were so many other things that led to changes. Like they couldn't talk to each other. They had to literally relay radio signals from the COC, the helicopter that was flying over the battle back to the generals, or no, to the combat information center, and then get the message back down to the battalion commander.
Is a radio like the on-ground radio?
Because they just weren't talking, and then within the streets of Somalia, there they couldn't talk to each other, and changes made, squad radios, better communication systems where you could talk directly back and forth. The squad radios were really big, so they could talk among themselves, so they could keep every Marine has a squad radio, so he can talk and figure out where he is. But it was heroic, and after all of this, after that battle, and if you remember, we went into Somalia under Bush to there may have been reasons that, you know, that were altruistic, but we went in there to save people on the ground that were literally starving to death. And you cannot imagine how bad it was there. It was probably the worst tour I've had. And the and I've had a couple bad tours. And the so just seeing people dying from starvation or being killed for no reason and all of this. But we went in there and we established peace. Now, when the Marines left, it left Delta and Ranger battalions and the UN there, and this is where it started. But it really is a good movie, and it's very realistic. How about, you know, one from World War II that I've seen, The Best Years of Our Lives. It won 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and won to actor Harold Russell, a veteran who had lost both hands while serving and was plucked from obscurity when director William Wyler saw him in a training video. And this follows these three men as they come home and how they came home after the war, but how they tried to pick up their lives, they were fighting, you know, one of them became alcoholic and had to, you know, fought through that. The Hurt Locker, which is, it's just a fun movie. Now,
it's not a funny movie.
No, they made it with things in it that were, they did capture the fact he couldn't stay home.
Right.
He had to go back.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Right.
That's what we do. You volunteer, you come home, you go back again. Many extend their stays, their deployments, mm-hmm. in a war zone. I extended once over in Iraq. And but this thing here is, MASH. And if you haven't, you know, the only thing I can say about that, it pokes fun at everything, and it has, you know, it looks at the other side back in the aid stations. Now, there's just a few of them.
In case you hear that bell going off, is that we've got the Boy Scouts, and that's a really, you know, when you're driving down Market Street, getting ready to, you know, in the downtown area right in front of the station here at 1326 Market Street, you'll see the street is lined with flags. So as the Boy Scouts and their parents were putting, helping them, driving them, that kind of thing, we're putting up the Boy Scouts of America, putting up the American flags. We said, come on over. We yelled across the street, come on over. We really want to put you on the air.
Yep.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring the Boy Scouts in.
We've got two more minutes before the news.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give two more movies.
All right, two more movies.
Lone Survivor. Anything in life worth doing is worth overdoing. Moderation is for cowards. Anyway, Lone Survivor is about Marcus Luttrell and that team that went out, the SEAL team that went out and was surrounded by
fabulous
Al-Qaeda.
Book. He came to speak in Reading. It was really a true story, incredible.
We met Marcus. And here's another one. I don't know if you've heard of much, but it's called Greyhound. It's a story of Tom Hanks stars in it and directed it.
No, haven't seen that one.
This one is the pandemic closed down everything. It was meant to go to the big screen, so it came out with a new plan. And it's the story of a destroyer that's escorting 37 ships across the Atlantic and the German subs came in, they call them wolf packs, and would start attacking it. And the battle that the Greyhound and his other ships, his other destroyers and smaller vessels went to fight off the German wolf pack. It is absolutely a fine movie, and it's very realistic, and it's based on a true story. So. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break from the news and come back with a bunch of Boy Scouts and their leaders talking about why they're doing this today.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What began as Decoration Day shortly after the Civil War later became known as Memorial Day, and today is that day. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the roots of Memorial Day go back to May 30th, 1868.
The General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, made a speech, and he outlined the importance of remembering those that came before us that, paid the ultimate sacrifice.
President Biden is observing Memorial Day in and around the nation's capital.
After hosting a White House breakfast for Gold Star families and others to commemorate Memorial Day, the president will participate in a wreath-laying ceremony and then give a speech at Arlington National Cemetery.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. House Speaker McCarthy and the president talking up their tentative debt ceiling deal. Both men urge Congress to pass it, although there is strong opposition from some lawmakers on the right, as well as some on the left. The agreement would raise the debt limit while curbing government spending. A House vote could come at midweek, and then it's on to the Senate, provided it clears the House. Russia has unleashed one of its biggest airstrikes on Kiev since the start of the war in Ukraine.
Officials say its defense forces have shot down more than 40 targets during what Kiev's mayor Vladimir Klitschko describes as another difficult night in the capital. Ukraine's air force claims to have shot down 37 out of 40 Russian-launched cruise missiles and 29 out of 35 drones. The latest wave of Russian strikes on the city come as Ukraine prepares to launch a counteroffensive to reclaim areas that Russian forces have taken. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Crews continue going through the debris of a partially collapsed six-story apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, looking for anyone who might be missing following the collapse. News and analysis, townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
There is an unfolding tax scandal in Australia. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney says it involves the government and a leading accounting firm.
For years, confidential information about Australian federal tax laws allowed PricewaterhouseCoopers to tailor its advice to clients earning millions of dollars. The company has acknowledged an overly aggressive pursuit of profit. The Australian government is the consulting firm's biggest customer. PwC's acting chief executive, Kristin Stubbins, has apologised for betraying the trust placed in us. A criminal investigation is underway.
Uganda's president has signed into law a bill that prescribes a death penalty for what is termed aggravated homosexuality. Defined as cases of sexual relations involving people infected with HIV, as well as with minors and other categories of those said to be vulnerable. Townhall.com. We're not quite sure of how they measure this, but researchers tell us
New York City is sinking under the weight of its skyscrapers, homes, pavement, and humanity itself. New research published this month says the city is sinking at an average rate of 1 to 2 millimeters a year. The study sought to estimate how much the process is being hurried along by the weight of its roughly 1 million buildings, nearly 2 trillion tons of concrete, metal, and glass, about the mass of 4,700 Empire State Buildings. The study's lead researcher says parts of the city will eventually be underwater. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Turkish President Erdogan has won another 5 years in office following yesterday's presidential runoff. Erdogan has been in power for 20 years, either as prime minister or as president. A NATO member, Turkey does play a key role in the military alliance, and more recently has been holding up Sweden's bid to join the alliance. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
I could have used Liam yesterday, and but, you know, he volunteered.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But, Linda, here's with the weather.
Let's do
because we have special guests.
Yeah, we do. I want to get right to them.
This is really good.
All right. Sunday, then a chance of thunderstorms today with a high of 86, overnight lows of 62. Again, we have thunderstorms and partly cloudy tonight with a chance. Chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 84, slight chance of thunderstorms, then partly cloudy with overnight lows of 61 tomorrow,
you
Wednesday.
Keep using those words, thunderstorms.
Well, there's a chance. Okay, there's a chance, and we know that we've had 3 days of rolling thunderstorms, evenings actually. And they call this Saturday night Tiger Field Colt 45 game.
Yeah, they called the game because it was raining.
Yeah, absolutely. So Wednesday, sunny with a high of 85. Wednesday night, 59. And for your forecast this weekend, Thursday, sunny, 89. Friday, 92. And a Sunday will be 96. Sunny and hot, clear skies throughout the weekend. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned company, 365-3793.
Now, I said that we were going to talk about something that was going to have an impact on many, many people in the state of California, but I found something more important, so we'll get to that right after this. Every year, on Memorial Day and probably in other days, there are flags put up in our city, and we watched them putting the flags up, and we were lucky enough to corral everybody. So let's start. Introduce yourself. I know your name, and I just...
It's all right. I'm David Williams. And
hi,
I'm,
David.
And I'm a vet. I'm a combat vet, Iraq, Afghanistan vet, and all.
Thank you for
so
your service.
So it means a lot. Thank you. You're welcome. And it means a lot for me to have my son, you know, to do this and put the flags up. And I'm not leadership in the troop. I'm just here as a dad and all, and to support the boys. And I know there's a couple other dads and moms and grandmas and everybody here.
Oh, we're going to get them all on.
Yeah, we'll get them. We'll drag them all up here. I know one of them is hiding around the corner there, but we'll drag them up here.
It's really important because it takes a family. Let's get going. Let's honor the flag. And that's a whole thing about how you transport the flags.
Transporting, not letting them touch the ground,
right?
Especially when we're unrolling them this morning, this evening we'll be rolling them back up and treating them with the respect and the way we stow them until, you know, a few months later, Veterans Day or whichever is the next
Fourth of July,
coming up, and we'll be out here again, you know, doing it. So I'd really like to let the boys introduce themselves.
Absolutely.
We have one. It's Troop 37. We have one Eagle Scout.
Yay.
A few Eagle Scouts in the making and the rest of the boys over here. So we'll let them all introduce themselves.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm Davis Williams. I am the current Eagle Scout in the troop, and it was a fun journey, but I'm trying to get all these other guys to get into the journey too.
When did you start?
Talk into the microphone, though we could hear you.
When did you start, Mr. Williams?
I started...
You get Mr. now that you're Eagle Scout, so come on in.
Let me think here. I have to think about that one. I think we started, and he started his journey in 2013.
Okay.
As a Cub Scout.
All right.
As a Cub Scout way
10
back.
Years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was Pack 107, right?
Yeah, that's why I have this little arrow patch on my uniform.
What has it meant for you, if you don't mind me jumping in here really quickly, for you to actually get pinned or whatever you call it when you're brought into, like, you finally have made Eagle Scout, what was that like for you?
It was nice. I felt like a lot of hard work paid off, especially because I did a lot of hard work to get to there. And it especially felt nice because I knew that I did a lot of work over COVID. So a lot of my work I can actually attribute to COVID happening, which is kind of crazy.
Well, you had time probably then.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody interfere with you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a big thing to be an Eagle Scout. We have friends that who she was head of that, and they were four boyhood, grew up together, and they all went through the Eagle Scout program. So I have nothing but great respect for Eagle Scouts, because I wasn't kidding when I said astronauts, leaders in the community, presidents from Eagle Scouts. So don't set your, and I'm sure you won't, don't set those goals too low. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one. Your name?
I am Jack Ballou. I am the senior patrol leader for Troop 37. I kind of manage them.
You manage them. You're kind of the gunny, the gunnery sergeant of the troop. Okay, I manage you. Do you have to get
rough? Lead
them. Yeah.
What year are you in school?
I am going to be a junior.
Do you find that because your leadership qualities and what you do as you learn and you go through the scouting program, do you find that you in school you want to hang with people who kind of are like-minded? Like, come on, get up, let's do this. We got to do this. Or do you find that you get assigned to a lot of things because of your leadership qualities?
I would say I help people in school more than get assigned to them.
Yeah.
Got it.
So you're mentoring, which is kind of what you do here. Okay. And so how close are you to being an Eagle Scout?
I am first class. I'm about two ranks away.
Two ranks away.
Does that mean how many patches? Does it go by patches? I don't know.
So, well, it did when I was in Boy Scouts. I mean, you earn different things. So is it the number of, and it's not just patches, it's things you've achieved that just signifies that you've achieved anything from horsemanship to anything, I guess.
There's a variety of requirements. Some are community service hours, so projects out, that would count.
Like this? Is this counted? Of course it is.
So, yes.
What's it mean to you, putting the flags out like this? I know these are tough questions to be asking because I was told to be here, but you all do it so well. Okay.
Yeah,
he's thinking hard here. That's okay.
You can come back with that answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to
our
next guy.
I'm going to ask everybody. So be thinking.
Yeah,
about
be thinking
it
about what it means to you, and you know that. Come.
Yeah, come on, just tell us. Okay. All right. Let's go to you. Hoonigan, as opposed to hooligan. Okay. Tell us. Give us your name.
My name's Chuck Ballou. I'm the
brothers.
Assistant senior patrol leader in Troop 37.
Okay.
Cousins or brothers?
Brothers.
Oh, cool.
Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get a little bit closer there and speak up a little bit louder. Okay.
All right.
So why'd you join Scouts?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Because maybe brother did?
Yeah.
Could be. Okay. Now, so what do you like about scouting?
It's fun. I get to go out and do stuff.
Hang on.
That's all right. Just turn them up there, Liam. You get to go out and do stuff. That's great. You know what? Just be get included and get do a lot of stuff that are like outside door stuff, right?
Yeah.
Camping, learning how to make things.
He's agreeing with us here. Yeah. I remember when I was at Scouts, I got to we went to one of those jamborees. Have you ever been? Do they still call them jamborees? Everybody shaking their head. Yes. Where we went out there and we built things and like tripod places to cook food, and I remember the scoutmaster telling me I shouldn't be chopping on the wood of the tripod because the wood, one, was getting the shavings were going into the food, and two, it would collapse the tripod. But it really seemed like a good idea.
So we had Luke Verhoog, an Eagle Scout that came and worked for us for a while, and we went to his ceremony and saw the different guys that went through scouting with him, and Doug McConnell was a big supporter.
He was an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. So, anyway, Dr. Doug McConnell.
So
who's in town this week?
Give us your name one more time.
My name's Chuck Ballou.
Chuck Ballou. Okay. Let's move our next guy in. Speak up. What's your name?
My name is Isaac DiMercurio.
Okay. Isaac has a great speaking voice for the radio. Mm-hmm.
DiMercurio.
All right.
Are you in relation to...
Anyway, I'm not sure the first name.
Oh, okay. Why'd you get into scouting?
It was a long time ago. I don't really remember. I think it was just some achieving things. Just felt good to, like, achieve something, like a badge, helping people.
Uh-huh. Well, that... And it is helping people. Scouting is helping
service.
People. It's service to community.
Right.
And so, you know, I was in Boy Scouts, and then I left because we moved. And it wasn't, I just kind of after that, after being in it for several years. But staying in it, is this something that you see yourself staying in for a while?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to go to Eagle.
Okay.
Good. When you say trying to go to Eagle, just for the layman here, and you're how old?
14.
All right. So freshman?
Going into it next year.
Okay. So
God, they're growing big here in Redding.
Yeah. So usually if you stay in it as a senior, that's when you usually, right, senior-ish, like from senior to junior.
Senior next year.
Okay, so junior. So you probably started, you know, younger. But how fast can you advance to Eagle? Because from my understanding is that you have to do certain, and then you get a patch, and that's why I keep saying a patch.
Let's go back to Davis.
So to get to Eagle, technically you only need to be in a troop for a year and 4 months because that's the only time-based requirement, but it usually takes a lot longer because there's a bunch of other requirements you happen to have to do. So,
such
for
as?
Example, I think there's a hike in the second class, so you need to schedule that. And then second class is very focused on doing outdoorsy stuff. First class is very focused on, like, personal help stuff. There's a personal management part to it where you have to save up for something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you learn about checkbooks and all those kind of things?
Just kind of finances.
Yeah, the finances, yeah.
Because Peter Griggs also has a scouting program. He is the... And he brings in for Shasta College. He brings in.
Must be a different.
Yeah. So there's different troops, but I know that he does a lot of outside scouting stuff with trips.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, so we can get everybody else in here.
Do you have other locations for flags in town? Oh, good.
Oh,
you've got some time.
Oh, good. We'll keep you here for a while. Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. I can't say that fast. Anyway, they've announced the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. You want to keep people in their homes as long as you can. They're happier, they're healthier, and all that. And this program can help people stay in their homes. For more information or to get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. And we'll be right back. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM here Talk Radio. Linda and I are here today. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. I need a tractor, Linda. I need a tractor. Not a big one. I need a small tractor. Skid steers, side-by-sides, they have it all, and they've got the big stuff, too. You do it all, they do it local. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, give them a call at 530-221-6800. You can rent stuff there, and they show you how to use it, and then out you go, clearing your property because of fires. Help prevent for fires. Okay, we're with the Boy Scouts Troop
37.
Troop 37. They're the ones that put the flags out here on Market Street, and it's just absolutely great. Grand. So we grabbed them as they were going by and keeping them in. At least it's air conditioned. Okay. Now, it's not just all gents in this. So introduce yourself.
My name is Krista DiMercurio. I am the outdoor activities chair and acting as scoutmaster right now, trying to get these boys to Eagle.
There you go. See?
See our friend Lori.
Lori Burgess. She was the one that got them through.
Yeah, and she's the one we were talking about. Her son got married in Rome, and all of the friends, all Eagle Scouts came, and that was just a long term, long time lifetime friendship.
Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about your family's legacy too, because I keep thinking, why does this person look familiar? Why does that person look familiar? Because we've been on the air for
14 years
and so many people
like
that
7,000 guests,
and we've had some of the best food by your family.
Thank you. And one of the reasons you said Isaac has a great radio voice is because his dad has a great radio voice.
Yes, absolutely. And his dad has been on our station. We've interviewed and been part of, supporting those establishments.
Well, this summer we're going to be working on a cooking badge with these scouts. That is, cooking badge is one of the Eagle required badges, as is camping. Camping, they've got to camp 20 nights. They have to be able to cook outside. They have to be able to pack their food, do safety and sanitation, wash, rinse, sanitize,
leave
transport.
Leave no trace.
Wow.
That's a very important part of it.
That's a big thing.
Do you guys pack in? Do you take animals with you, or do you pack it on your back?
Pack it on our back.
Okay.
And sometimes a car.
Sometimes.
When we go to big camps and we've got a lot of gear, we are able to truck in things. But if it's a backpacking trip, you better pack light.
Now, how long have you been involved in scouting?
We have been involved so far for 7 years. He came in at Wolf, went to Bear, went to Weebelo, went to Arrow of Light, crossed over into Scouts, and then you have to become a Scout. Then you have to go to Tenderfoot, Second Class, First Class, Star, Life, and then Eagle. It's a lot of steps, a lot of required badges, 20 camping nights, certain amount of hiking miles, biking miles, a lot of community service hours, conservation projects. We're going to be going up to Ski Island here in a couple of weeks for the Forest Service. They're going to boat us in. We're going to spend the night and clean up brush on Ski Island.
Wow.
In the fall, they're going to be going up to a shooting range up at Lassen and be doing all kinds of different guns, 22s, shotgun, bow and arrow.
How much fun. I mean, you are really a fabulous spokesperson for the scouting program in general. Thank you for sharing that with us. And all I could think about is the hours that you must put on. So there's a huge passion you have as well.
There's a lot of hours. When they say they officially want to go to Eagle, it's like, okay, all hands on deck.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All hands on deck.
All right. Let's this is really fun.
I'm glad
we had this time open. Now, look, we got some more people to come in.
And by the way, while we're moving that person in, I want to talk about how there was a merit badge that was given to one of the Eagle Scouts. We used to go up to the Benton Doggy Park all the time, and there was a guy up there. Our neighbor had...
Eagle Scout.
This is really interesting, because our neighbor had some funds and found out about the scouting program, and his mom had left him, and so he donated money for the little benches up there at the Benton Dog Park. So that was an
Very
Eagle
cool.
Scout project, and I always felt so proud knowing about the connection there of something that we use quite frequently.
Okay.
Yeah, the Scouts in general, it's such an amazing program. I know that I was in the Scouts.
Well, introduce yourself.
My name is Cal, Dean Mercurio, and I've been around town for a while, but our Scouts started experience started back in the 60s, so it's a little bit different, but I still have the pictures, and it really gives a firm foundation.
I think that's when I started, was back in the 60s.
Yeah. And I don't want to deter from Scouts, but I'll tell you, if as an employer for so many decades now, with the way things have changed recently, with the work force that's out there, if I see Boy Scout on a resume, and especially if I was to see Eagle Scout, not that Eagle Scouts should be applying to be cooks, but
Why not?
A little higher than that.
Right.
But I'll tell you, it's an instant. It's an instant because you know what they know.
Right.
You know that they've gone through this. You know the disciplines that have been taught and just the multitude of experiences. So it's such a great foundation. I tell you, I'd really encourage people to get their kids involved young, and it's a great way to show camaraderie and such.
I sat on the board to pick the candidates to go to the academies, West Point or Naval Academy, and this. And one of the things I'd always see, because everybody that's applying is absolutely great, but I'd be looking for Eagle Scout to see, and there were several of them going through that. But that told me that what he was doing outside school in the community to do that, and that was always a big plus.
I think the big word here would be T, starts with a T, and that's called tenacity.
Yeah.
That even when you don't want to, like this gentleman standing back here that does not want to speak on the air,
and will
absolutely
not.
Refuses to speak on the air, we'll get you back next year. How's that? Can you make a promise for next year to come on? Yeah.
No, he's not going to do that
because
he's a scout. I'm not going to promise something that may not happen.
Yeah, okay? It's better than TV, you know, because they can't see you.
So they have
no idea.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's the whole thing about building confidence, building structure,
building character, and you just make
our heart feel so full of you guys coming on today and putting those flags up and the symbolism of the flag.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we got two more people here before the break. So how about grandmother?
Yeah, grandma. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Grandma to Caleb Baker, yeah. And he's been in the Scouts in three different states.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So he's had to overcome a lot of things, and I've been able to be there with him
fabulous.
To do it.
Caleb, you can just nod your head here. Scouts helped when you're moving around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it give you kind of like when you go into a troop, into a new troop, you got something in common with people? Yeah. And
well, you go through a day. Are you talking states? You're talking states.
He started out in Washington.
Okay.
When he was little. Uh-huh. And then they moved to Tennessee.
Okay.
So then they did it there, and we came here, and the first person that we seen was David's wife, Aileen, which is an awesome woman to begin with, and she kind of recruited him because he's always been a little shy, and
right.
She just kind of took him under his wing, and we kind of been part of their family. They've really, really, really have helped him and supported him, and if really backed behind him.
Yeah, well, David's wife is amazing. Yeah.
Are you happy that you joined this troop?
Yeah, that's great. Okay, that's really wonderful. Happy. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate that.
Our last adult, can I say that?
My name is Casey Ballou. I have two sons in the troop here. Both of them started in Cub Scouts here locally, PAC 421. It's just been a great experience to see them go through the program, kind of become better citizens through it, have some great times with their friends in the outdoors, and learn to do things that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Were you a Boy Scout?
I never was.
But isn't it great that I wasn't a Boy Scout, but I sure would like them at least to be introduced to this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's good to see them out here today on Memorial Day.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And that stands for, and I just want to give credit to the people who really deserve it today, those that gave their all.
And we talked about that the first part of the show is Memorial Day is for those who've given their lives for our country. And
we remember. So thank you for the flag. And that flag represents that.
And you've got time to think about it now. You. Yes, Davis. Or both of you.
That's the older Ballou.
Yeah. Why, what's Memorial Day mean to you? It's besides you just, hey, we have to go out and put up flags. Getting close.
It means to me, hey, we got to respect these people that have given a lot of work and time, maybe won't be with us anymore. We got to respect those people because they put in a lot of work that make our lives better.
They gave their lives so we can pass scouting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's essentially it. So.
And Mr. Ballou, older Ballou, Jr.
I would say it's a respect for the people who have given their lives for us to have our country.
I think, you know what? That's it.
Beautifully.
You can do it like
beautifully
that.
Said.
Well, thank you so much, Troop 37, for what you do. And come on in the show. Did I miss anybody? No, we got everybody.
I think we got everybody.
Hey, and every one of the adults here, they spend a lot of time and effort on this to ensure that our scouts have that, the support they need to be able to accomplish everything you've done. And we're real proud of you all. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth, get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
One of the favorite shows that Carl loves, and Liam, you're going to have to find it, is Les Mis. But scene from Les Mis.
When we, the hear the people singing the song of angry men.
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't sing it.
You know, you play it sometimes and just sit in there and just love the feeling of what...
Yeah. People standing up to tyranny.
Yeah.
8:37 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. It's located right off of Athens Avenue over in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Great haircuts, never had a bad one there in 15 years. They work by appointment, so it works on your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Okay. One of the things I've been trying to get to, and now I am, we were talking to a realtor friend yesterday, and he brought this up, and I saw it, about some changes in our insurance.
Ooh.
So, and since I had the scouts in here, I lost the story. But
State Farm. There's something about it that's in the headlines.
And I'm trying to find it now.
Okay, well,
While you're looking for it.
I could tell you that my parents, of course, they were just recently up here, because I celebrated. I'm just going to say it out loud because I'm not going to hide behind it anymore. Not that I ever hid behind it, but I celebrated my 65th birthday. Just weird to say the numbers behind the name. it just doesn't feel like that at all. Anyway, so my mother, when I talk about my mother's 90 and my dad's 92, drove up for a couple days and, you know, celebrated with me. But in the meantime, to talk about my parents, that they had a house in Granite Bay, beautiful, beautiful home, and they sold. And now, you know, if they had hung on to it for like what, the last 6 or 7 years, it would have doubled in price. But at that time, they were really concerned because they weren't sure it was Trump and Hillary, right? They didn't know what was going to be happening, and they were just, we need to get out and sell our house and rent. So they've been renting in Granite Bay for what, 7 years now. I can't even believe it. That's how time flies. Anyway, their rent just went up. They think the bottom figure, and that's because of insurance, because of the insurance, $350.
Right. Well, State Farm.
Per month.
State Farm Insurance Company, which is a pretty major insurance company, announced they will no longer accept applications for property insurance from prospective California residents. That will include all applications for business and personal property, as well as any applications for casualty insurance. They said it follows historic increases in construction costs outpacing inflation, rapidly growing catastrophe exposure, and a challenging reinsurance market. They will continue providing auto insurance to California residents and say the MOOP policy won't impact on existing customers. You know, when you read something like this, and what are the things? I've had people approach me and said that their fire insurance or their property insurance has gone up literally $1,000 a month. And for that. And then we were talking with the real estate, Cameron Middleton. Cameron's very, very knowledgeable on this. He says, you look at the house, if you're looking at a house, like to buy or whatever, look at the trees around it. If there's any tree that touches that house, the leaves or anything like that, you got to take that out. You got to take or trim it back.
Okay, so. And
because anything that's wood that touches your house.
There we go. So.
Is considered, you know, it's the ladder fuel to get it to your house.
Well, this is something that's happened with one of the gals that works for us. They came out and looked at her house, and because her fence touched her house, she has to now remove the fence that touches her house and put in like metal or something like that. And I don't know if it's 2 feet, but you know, we look at fences sometimes as privacy. You know, it's a privacy situation. So I don't know. I'm curious to know, when does that start to hit everybody? And we talk about the price of everything going up.
But
so all
astronomically,
of a sudden, yes.
When it comes to insurance, our insurance went up, not astronomically at all for our homeowners and all that. Well, we live downtown, and we're not considered in the fire risk area. But to have people that have, the state legislature is trying to pass legislation that says you can't build out there in fire areas. Mm. State Farm, I hope, is the only one that does this, but it would not surprise me to see that other companies join in with this. So this can have an impact on what you're doing. Now, what I wanted to say was we have sent several people over to Judy Maxwell.
Yes.
For fire insurance. And they ended up, not only she found them fire insurance and all this at reasonable prices, but also everything else, because Judy is an expert. And you know what? We're going to try and get her on very quickly to talk about this decision and what it could possibly mean to other companies in here, smaller companies than State Farm, that says they're not going to, they're not accepting applications, including all business and personal line property and casualty insurance, effective the 27th. So that was 2 days ago. and does not impact personal auto insurance. The State Farm General Insurance Company made that decision, and as we talked about. And then other comments. We recognize the governor's administration, legislators, and the California Department of Insurance for their wildlife mitigation or wildfire loss mitigation efforts. We pledge to work constructively with the CDI and policymakers to build market capacity in California. However, we have to take these actions now to improve the company's financial strength. After all the fires we've had and the amount of money they've paid out on this, you can see where, as horrendous as this is, how this could also spread to other companies. And they could look about where you're going to build or where you live and what part of the fire, you know, what kind of, you know, fire danger are you in.
My biggest concern is for the, like I said, a friend of ours on a very, very, very limited income. Like, you know, when you really budget, okay, it's going to cost me this much for gas because I have to drive here, 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 and here. I have this much for groceries. I have these jobs that bring me in this amount. I have, you know, when you really are tightly budgeted, and then all of a sudden you're in this home that you've, you know, you're a widow, all of a sudden, this is this particular friend of ours, and now you have to spend this money that you don't have on trying to put a 2 feet or whatever the perimeters are from her house to. So you know what it costs right now with construction. You know what it costs for anything like that and to be able to have like a fence if you have animals or anything like that. And that's where I think that if this is going to be a new law or rule, that there should be an allotment for people who don't have are on a limited income.
Well, there is fire insurance. You can get fire insurance through the state, but that's only for the, you know, till it hits the house. Everything inside then has to be something else, but I'm not positive about that. That's why we're going to get Judy Maxwell in to speak, because things have changed, I'm sure, since the last time we spoke about this. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What a catchy tune. Originally was in an opera.
That really?
The tune was. Yeah. So it was written later. But the I think it originally came from an operetta. So good morning.
I love it whenever we attend an event for veterans and they play the anthems for each one of their branches.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see the Navy guy stand up and the Marines stand up and the Coast Guard and the Army.
Like one Coast Guard because there's not a lot of Coast Guardies. But at the Marine Corps Ball, of course, everybody,
beautiful.
We play all those and each service stands up and all that. So, yeah, it is. It's touching. Saluting during the national anthem, you know, for a veteran. You know, you're supposed to take your cover off. Well, you know, I mean, if you're not a veteran, if you're not saluting, but the Army and other services, they can salute without their hat on. Marine Corps, we have to have our covers on. And I was wearing my cowboy hat at the rodeo, and they came out, and somebody tapped me on the back, somebody I knew well, and a friend. He says, "Hey, covers." And I said, "I need to salute." And it just completely didn't understand.
Right.
So when they played the national anthem or when they sang the national anthem, I had my cover on.
Okay, so that's interesting.
And that, you know, people don't understand that for a Marine, I took my cover off when they're coming in. But when they play the national anthem, cover comes back on and, that's how I do it.
Okay.
Other Marines do it other ways, but this is just ingrained into us. We
right.
do not salute without a cover on.
Okay, well, thank you, because, you know, you look out in the audience, and then I thought, should I take my hat off if I'm singing the national anthem?
No,
can I have
no.
a hat on? I mean,
women
are under a different...
Yeah, under different rules.
Unless you are a Marine.
Women are under different rules, okay? Liam, would you agree?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Hey, I want to talk about this budget resolution that just happened. Well, it hasn't been passed yet. But here's just some of the high points. It cuts spending year over year. And at first, President Biden refused to negotiate. Then he said he would. Then he pulled out. And then he back again. So he and McCarthy, the House Speaker, have have come together on a resolution. It still has to be passed in the House. It still has to be passed in the Senate. But McConnell is agreeing with it. So what it does, it cuts spending year over year, including a rollback of non-defense discretionary spending to fiscal year 2022 levels, while fully funding the Veterans Administration medical programs. It limits top-line federal spending to 1% annual growth for the next 6 years, a huge cut from the budget proposal made by President Biden. They've got this, and this may be this is going to be a bone of contention. If you're taking food stamps and welfare and you're perfectly able to work, then you've got to go find a job or go into a training program. More Americans will be working and paying taxes. This is a big, this is a sticking point with a lot of Democrats that it's a, that it's very offensive to make people that can work work. It takes, they brought back tens of billions in unspent COVID-19 funds, including $400 million from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Global Health Fund. Billions more will be cut on other programs, making this the largest total rescission package in history. And this deal puts in place the first ever statutory administrative pay-as-you-go rule to hold President Biden accountable to the full cost of executive rules and regulations. This should save taxpayers trillions of dollars. Should is a big word. It cuts red tape and streamlines important infrastructure and energy policies. It slashes funding. Now, here's how it slashed the funding. They had the money to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, as we know. It slashed the funding from something like, $90 billion to $87 billion. Something like that. So, what's that mean? Okay, instead of having 87,000 new IRS agents, you're only going to have 85,165 new IRS agents. I don't know why. But then again, this is a column written by Newt Gingrich. It restarts student loan repayments and requires borrowers to be responsible for paying off their student debts. It's a bold requirement to make Congress work again by compelling a functioning appropriations process and imposing a temporary 99% continuing resolution level cap until all 12 appropriation bills are passed and become law. It protects senior citizens, veterans, and national security by fully funding critical veterans programs and defense priorities. Now, you realize the budget each year is additional money. I mean, always. So the fact, we're going to hold it to this or roll it back to that, there's still trillions of dollars going out there. But at least, it's a start. And this is going to be an ongoing process. But if they pass this, and what it did was it made the Republicans and the Democrats actually talk to each other. And I will give Biden I'll give him a thumbs up. And I'll give McCarthy a thumbs up. Why? Because this was a compromise bill. Neither side got what they wanted, totally what they wanted. But at least it's a start to get our debt and the amount of money we spend under control. You know, I want a new car. Oh, I'm going to go buy a new car because I've got a printing press here that prints out brand new $100 bills. I mean, that's if you look at it like that, that's the way the government is. We'll just raise taxes. We'll just do this. And I just saw where they're trying to introduce something here in California on short-term rentals, that they're going to add a 30% tax on short-term rentals. Plus, you know, you're already paying the TOT, right, and others. So they're going to add, you know, they want to add 30% tax on short-term rentals out of 55,000 or 100,000 vacation rentals and all this. Now, who pays for that? Well, the person renting the house now has now got to pay something like close to $50 in taxes if this thing passes. And it will, because it's another way to get money for the state who can't control its spending. So.
What okay, here's the thing. We drove
And by the way, I read that from Curtis Meyer.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we drove from, again, we shared this on the air a couple of days ago. We drove from Lake Tahoe to Sacramento and, through Sacramento to, Redding. Yeah, we're doing all kinds of construction through California, through Sacramento and Lake Tahoe. The roads are potholes and lots of, you know, you hear rivet, you know, the riveting, you know, the sounds of the brrr, you know,
yeah,
stuff.
People working.
There's a name for it. But my point is that we still feel, our roads are horrible.
Yeah, really.
I was thinking about that this morning, driving to work, like my poor car.
You're going to have the front end aligned. Try putting 2,000 pounds on your truck.
I'm proud of
trailer.
My husband moved 32 bales of hay yesterday.
Well, no, I had help. Marilyn. Marilyn weighs 106 pounds, but she is strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes.
Moved hay from Jones Feed. Shout out.
Who has the, oh, by the way, the young men working down at Jones Feed are just incredibly good kids. We got to run here. Remember, today at noon at the Igo Cemetery, they're having the ceremony for Memorial Day. Get there a little bit early. Get there, say, by 11:30 so you can get parking that's close in. Mm-hmm. And all.